This is Jeff.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State legislatures on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And with which political party you register? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, an affiliate, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, Hispanic, African American or Black? Or white or Caucasian?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. In general speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
From the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Access and cost of health care, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, abortion, kindergarten through 12 education, housing and property insurance costs, taxes, local growth and development, climate and environment, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, or the economy and jobs?
There's a lot of choices there. I know abortion is one. I'm against that. I mean, I'm not against it. I'm for a woman having the own choices to control her body.
Thank you. Thank you for that opinion. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Leans likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate, or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
Most likely a Democratic candidate.
You will definitely or probably or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
Hold on a second, please.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm back.
Okay, thank you.
I'm back. Yep.
Thank you. So, and do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
I'm going to say strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor?
Is it somewhat or a yes? What's the choices?
Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove,
thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you'll be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Sienna Osta?
No knowledge.
Mike Caruso?
No knowledge.
And Kamala Harris?
Yes, I'm strongly approve.
So you're very favorable then?
Yes, for Kamala.
Thank you. If the elections for election will hold today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris, 100%.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Ossett, the Democratic candidate?
I don't know either one of them. I'd have to know who they are.
Don't worry. But if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Ossett, the Democratic candidate?
I, like I said, I don't know who they are, so I'm independent. I go with people that I, you know something about, so I can't answer that.
Don't worry. Thank you. That's okay. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden, Democratic candidate.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do the Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I mean, it's been such a long time since there's been a good Republican, and I'll just say always Democrat, because the Republicans have lost their way. They're not the same party they used to be.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate, four-year degree, bachelor's.
Thank you. What is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or Islamic, agnostic, atheist, or non-believer?
What was the last thing?
Atheist or non-believer?
I don't know what that means. Probably Protestant.
Protestant. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. We appreciate
your
opinions.
Thanks. Bye-bye.